All right, so the Creative Arts Emmys went down last night. I really feel like they don't know what people want in an award show. That's what it looks like. But there were a few moments worth highlighting that I will mention. So first, Billy Porter became the first openly gay black man to win the Emmy for Best Drama Actor, and I loved his speech.
I am so overwhelmed and I am so overjoyed to have lived long enough to see this day. James Baldwin said, took many years of vomiting up all the filth that I had been taught about myself and halfway believed before I could walk around this earth like I had the right to be here. I have the right. You have the right. We all have the right.
Isn't that beautiful? What he said, it took many years of vomiting up all of the filth I'd been taught about myself and halfway believed before I was able to walk on this earth as though I had a right to be here. So congratulations to him. That's amazing.
Well done.
Not shocking that Game of Thrones came out on top. The cast got together last night to accept their awards and they said goodbye to a standing ovation, of course. People are saying that Emilia Clarke, she was robbed. She had been nominated 4 times for Outstanding Actress in a Drama for Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And once again, she lost last night. She plays Daenerys Targaryen.
That's right. Daenerys Targaryen. Mother of dragons.
On Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's over now, so she won't be getting an Emmy.
Has she never won an Emmy?
No.
Seriously?
Four times she's been, in this category, she's been nominated and has lost. So.
Wow, that's shocking.
Yeah. The show Fleabag was another big winner last night. Have you guys seen any episodes of this?
No, that I've never seen.
I haven't even heard of it.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I've watched a few of them. It's actually very good. A little bit darker than I like to binge watch when it comes to shows. But she's great, and actually the star of the show, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. She's only the second person in Emmy's history to win both lead actress and writing of a comedy series in the same year. So
very
she's
cool.
acting in it, leading it, and she wrote it. Only Tina Fey had done that before with 30 Rock. Patricia Arquette gave a really touching and tearful tribute to her sister. Her sister was a transgender actress named Alexis Arquette, who passed away in 2016.
I'm in mourning every day of my life, Alexis, and I will be the rest of my life for you until we change the world so that trans people are not persecuted.
Not persecuted is what she said at the end there. Yeah.
She's so inspirational. I love
her.
She is. Just as a person, as an actor, as an artist, she's great.
Yeah, she was inspiring last night on stage. Also wanted to give a shout out to Michelle Williams, aka Jen Lindley from Dawson's Creek. That's how I know her. She's done amazing work since then, but she'll always be Jen Lindley to me. But she had a really amazing speech about pay equity for women and minorities as well. She was amazing. It was amazing watching her speak. My favorite red carpet moment, Milo Ventimiglia, of course, from This Is Us. Everybody loves him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And after they declined 2 years in a row, his parents agreed to join him last night at the Emmys. So he's there with his mom and dad, and he said, my mom and dad, they're very loving people, very supportive, and I can't look at them too much or I'll start crying. He was just so happy to have them there.
Why did they decline the first 2 years? Did they have something better to do?
I think they were just like a little bit uncomfortable, the glitz and the glam of everything. It can be a little bit, it can
under
be scary.
Lights,
it can be very scary.
Sure.
Anyway, finally they dressed up last night. They looked great.
It's a fun night out.
It was a fun night out. It wasn't that fun though. There was no host. It wasn't the best award show, honestly. They have no host because I feel like they don't know necessarily what people want.
Yeah.
Like the way I've read a few articles about it this weekend, and the way that they're saying is basically the people watching TV know better than the people running these award shows.
It's true.
Right. Yeah.
Award shows are kind of, I don't know, they're not on their way out, but people like what they like. They don't want to be told this show is the best, so you need to watch it. You're going to watch whatever they want.
And they need to switch up how they go about it. The comedy is old. Like everything's old. Give it a whole overhaul. Get someone else in there. Get Tina Fey to organize it. There's an answer.
I think she has better things to do.
Hey, if the money's right. If the money's right.